From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the hush money trial, Hope Hicks has been testifying much of the day. Hicks was part of Trump's inner circle and at the center of the 2016 campaign when alleged affairs of Trump emerged weeks ahead of the election. ABC's Aaron Kutursky has more from outside the courthouse.
This may be the most intense we've seen Trump pay attention throughout a witness's testimony. He has frequently closed his eyes or saying, you know, he's been in deep thought. Sometimes he'll look down, scribble notes. He's engaged with the testimony. He is, after all, the defendant on trial. But I'm not sure he's closed his eyes once when Hope Hicks has been on the witness stand.
Anti-war protests continuing at college campuses across the country, and police in New York issuing the findings from an investigation into an officer's firearm that discharged at Columbia University.
Police say the incident happened when an emergency services unit officer was opening a locked door. Assistant Police Chief Carlos Valdez commands the unit.
When the sergeant transitioned his firearm to his non-dominant hand, he began to use his dominant hand to gain entry through the window, which is when the unintentional discharge occurred.
The bullet went into the office, landed on the floor. No one was struck. Police say at the time there were only police personnel in sight or sound of the accidental discharge, and there are no plans to release body camera footage. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Companies pulling back on hiring in April. Fewer jobs added last month than projected. The Federal Reserve Board trying to cool the job market in order to curb inflation. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
This throws a little cold water on the idea that our economy is overheating. This shows us that job growth slowed last month. We added 175,000 jobs. That's still solid, but it's less than the 240,000 we were expecting, and certainly less than the more than 300,000 that we added the prior month.
Hires happening in healthcare, social assistance, and transportation. You're listening to ABC News. President Biden is speaking out on World Press Freedom Day about the state of journalism around the world.
President Biden is marking World Press Freedom Day by noting the dangerous conditions journalists have faced over the last year and acknowledging the individuals being held abroad for simply doing their jobs. The president says in a statement, quote, journalism should not be a crime anywhere on earth. The president says in the coming weeks he'll take executive action in response to what he calls, quote, the global crackdown on press freedom.
ABC's Karen Travers reporting. Connecticut's Governor Ned Lamont sympathizing with frustrated drivers this morning as demolition of an overpass damaged by yesterday's tractor-trailer collision gets underway.
I know what an incredible inconvenience this is for people, and all I can ask you to do is stay away from that area as best you can. The traffic jams are horrendous.
Officials hoping to have I-95 fully operational by Monday. The UK's ruling party taking a hit in today's local elections.
The governing Conservative Party is suffering heavy losses as the local results pour in. That's piling yet more pressure on Prime Minister Sunak ahead of a general election in which the main opposition Labour Party appears increasingly likely to return to power after 14 years.
ABC's Tom Rivers. 6 months after 18 people died in the Lewiston mass shooting, the just-in-time recreational center, one of the sites of the attacks, will once again open their doors. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.